Before they can shoot a moose, hunters have to carefully make sure its antlers meet strict state requirements. The Board of Game liberalized those rules for the Petersburg Wrangell and Cake Area hunt. Rich Lowell is Fish and Game's wildlife biologist for the area.
Under the new regulations, the legal antler configurations for moose in our local moose hunt will be a moose that has a spike or forked antler on either side, two brow tines on both antlers, three or more brow tines on one antler, or 50-inch spread.
Most of those rules are the same as this year, but the change is that hunters will be able to take bulls that have two brow tines on each antler.
And I want to be clear about that, because a bull that has two brow tines on one side and only one brow tine on the other side will remain illegal. So it has to have two brow tines on both antlers.
It may seem like a small change to someone unfamiliar with the rules, but it could allow more opportunity for taking a legal bull in the regular registration hunt. The department's management strategy for moose is aimed at protecting breeding age bulls in the 2 through 4 year old age range while allowing the harvest of younger and older bulls.
In theory, you want to remove the younger animals, which have a lower chance of survival over the winter. And then you want to protect the middle-aged bulls, some of the twos, all of the threes, all of the fours. And then by the time a bull reaches 5 years of age, it should have three brow tines or 50-inch antlers. Well, in our area, they almost never achieve 50-inch antlers, and they only occasionally achieve three brow tines on three or more brow tines on one side.
The Southeast rules were originally developed for other areas of Alaska where the moose are bigger, but in the Central Southeast moose hunt, Lowell says the rules have led to a harvest dominated by younger animals.
So essentially what's happening, we're harvesting the younger animals, but we're under-harvesting the older animals. So you have your protected segment, and then these older bulls that just never achieve antler characteristics that make them vulnerable to harvest. So we feel we have some surplus bulls.
In 2004, the Board of Game authorized an annual drawing that allowed a limited number of hunters to shoot any bull during the month-long hunt. That was aimed at providing Fish and Game with some age data on animals that would have otherwise been protected.
And our intention in doing that was to look at these bulls that have two brow tines on both antlers to see what the average age was, see what the spreads were on those moose. And what we found was that a bull that has two brow tines on both antlers has an average age of 5 years. Three brow tine moose have exactly the same average age.
So in theory, according to Lowell, the new antler rules will allow hunters the opportunity to take those 2x2 brow tine moose while still protecting the middle-aged breeding population. And to better protect that breeding population, the department will discontinue the Any Bull Drawing Hunt for now. That program drew a mix of opinions from hunters. Those who won or hoped to win permits liked having the opportunity to take any bull regardless of the antler rules. However, some hunters felt that everyone should be on a level playing field. Lowell says the program it resulted in the harvest of about 15 to 20 animals a year that would have otherwise been protected.
Personally, I kind of like the any bull tags because you don't have to count brow tines. You don't have to count points. I mean, you have one of these permits, and if it's a bull moose, you're good. But the downside is that those any bull hunts, and we found this with looking at the types of bulls that people were killing with those permits, for the most part, they were coming out of our protected age class.
The state will evaluate the impact of the liberalized antler rules before it considers reinstating the any bull drawing permits, but Lowell expects the new rules will allow more opportunity for hunters to get a moose in the regular hunt.
My guess is that, you know, under the any bull drawing permits, we were pulling in maybe 20 additional bulls a year through those drawing permits. Well, if we discontinue those, I think that's going to, you know, we're actually going to compensate for the bulls that we'll pick up as a result of this antler criteria change.
The change to the antler rules takes effect next moose season, which starts September 15th. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.